This year, and the year isn't over yet, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has had the greatest pleasure of trying so many different coffees. I've got them here, all the bags, because I keep all the bags laid out on my table, and there's an array of empty coffee bags. I mean, I've just been drinking. I mean, I can't even start counting all these bags. So many different coffees, single origin, single espresso, origin beans, fantastic beans, blends. And I'm here and I'm wanting to actually tell you and share with you which of these beans I enjoyed most. And it is very difficult because the journey of almost 12 months of trying different coffees, revisiting some coffees that I've tried before with a palate that has evolved, because palates just do that. They evolve, they get used to something that's a bit more fruity maybe, whereas at the beginning of a journey you didn't really appreciate that as much. And I've had so much fun reviewing so many coffees. In fact, I only started reviewing them long after having tasted so many different coffees. So I'm not doing it justice really, and I can't put into consideration all the coffees that I've tried over the years. But this year only, I will say that one single origin that just jumps out at me, that my palate enjoyed so much, is without a doubt the Ethiopian Dumerso Yirgacheffe, roasted by Small Batch in Hove by Master Roaster Alan. And it was just a most amazing coffee. It had this kind of tiny little strawberries flavor to it. When you made it into a flat white, it was just like a milkshake, like these little forest strawberries, and it was just a revelation to my palate. But closely second place, I would say, is definitely the Triple A BB Plantation from Drury. Drury is one of the roasteries here in London that gets mistaken for a big batch roaster. It's not. It's also got fantastic single origins and a small roaster that actually roasts those to perfection. I met Michael, the master roaster at Drury, and that was just a delightful experience. The Tunki bean from Peru, brought to me from Freeman Trading, another fantastic single origin, roasted by Butterworth and Son, also a roastery that I was fortunate enough to visit. And then I must say, the newcomer on the block for me is CGP, Fürth Café in Vienna. He's only been roasting for less than a year. And the Sidamo, single origin from Ethiopia, again, is a close third place. They share third place with Tunki. An amazing experience I've had, and the year isn't even over.